Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes as we continue on our five-minute journey. Today we are in Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 43, and again, God's guiding word for us this week is discipleship. Here, Jesus returns to the other side of the lake and is back in Jewish territory where he is met by a large crowd. An official from the local synagogue begs Jesus to heal his daughter. Within the crowd, a woman seeks to be healed and approaches Jesus and touches his cloak. So, let's begin. Jesus went back across to the other side of the lake, and there was at the lakeside a large crowd gathered around him. Jairus, an official of the local synagogue, arrived, and when he saw Jesus, he threw himself down at his feet and begged him earnestly, "My little daughter is very sick. Please come and place your hands on her so that she will get well and live." Then Jesus started off with him. So many people were going along with Jesus that they were crowding him from every side. Now there was a woman who had suffered terribly from severe bleeding for 12 years. Even though she'd been treated by many doctors, she had spent all her money, but instead of getting better, she got worse all the time. She had heard about Jesus, and so she came in the crowd behind him, saying to herself, "If I just touch his clothes, I will get well." She touched his cloak, and her bleeding stopped at once, and she had the feeling inside herself that she was healed of her trouble. At once, Jesus knew that power had gone out of him, so he turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples answered, "Do you see how many people are crowding around you? Why do you ask who touched you?" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. The woman realized what had happened to her, so she came, trembling with fear, knelt at his feet, and told him the whole truth. Jesus said to her, "My daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace, be healed of your trouble." While Jesus was saying this, some messengers came from Jairus' house and told him, "Your daughter has died. Why bother the teacher any longer?" Jesus paid no attention to what they said, but told him, "Don't be afraid, only believe." Then he did not let anyone else go on with him except Peter and James and his brother John. They arrived at Jairus' house, where Jesus saw the confusion and heard all the loud crying and wailing. He went in and said to them, "Why all this confusion? Why are you crying? The child is not dead. She's only sleeping." And they started to make fun of him, so he put them all out. He took the child's father and the mother and his three disciples and went into the room where the child was lying. He took her by the hand and said, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I tell you to get up." And she got up at once and started walking around. She was 12 years old. When this happened, they were completely amazed. But Jesus gave them strict orders not to tell anyone, and he said, "Give her something to eat." Today's key verse is Mark chapter 5, verse 34, where Jesus said to her, "My daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your trouble." You know, here we see two healing miracles. One by a woman who had faith, based on what we talked about before, and Malachi says, "And the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings." And we know that the wings of a Jewish garment are the borders. And she read this, she felt that Jesus was the Son of Righteousness, and so by faith she pushed through to touch the hem of his garment. And according to the passage of scripture, Jesus really didn't have anything to do with what was going on. He just felt that power had gone out from him. And so he tells her, "Your faith has made you well." But when he gets to Jairus' house and the little girl is dead, he doesn't say, "Your faith has made you well," does he? Because she's dead. She has no faith. But at the word of Jesus, she gets up and just praise God for the wonderful words of Jesus that bring healing and peace to our lives. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you call us as daughters and sons, ushering in the kingdom of God and beckoning us to follow you. Strengthen my faith as I seek to do your will. Amen. Well, our Tuesday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 26, where Jesus feeds 4,000 people and heals a blind man. Until then, may God richly bless you.